Hello. Now I'm going to read some of my some Japanese sound poems and also my own piece. It's a sound poem and also live electronic piece. Yes, first, I'm going to read a title of a Japanese magazine published in 1925. The magazine was a very influential, important magazine for Japanese literature in Dadaism and Modernism in 20s. The title is Gim Gim Gim. So now I like to, I'm going to introduce the Japanese sound poem, concrete poem. His name is Niku Niseichi. He was born in 1925, and died in 1977. Actually, I'm very happy I can introduce his pieces out here because this place named the Max Benzer Forum. So he organized the avant-garde poetry movement in 1960s in Japan, and the group had a very really connected with the theory of Max Benzer, actually. Yes, and I'm going to read three of his sound poems. It was written in 1960 and 1961. Opaski. オーパス。 88776945789111119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119119 1155511パパム77000666444044パ。ヒトフタミキューヒトフタミキューキュー485282848333パパ1620。So now I'm going to read some of my own sound poems. The first piece is titled Psalm. So this text is a transcription of words which was talked through, possessed 8 years old girl by some spirits in 1987, so-called glossolalia. So we don't know meanings at all. I transcribed the recorded text. There is audio recordings, text with Japanese syllabic letters. So because I'm afraid the text has some evil power, actually. And also I exchanged the vowels in the text. In a tradition of Vedas chant, it's an Indian sacred text. So singers change vowels to sing them because they avoid the text has unpredicted powers. So I applied the same method on this text. A very interesting point of the original recording is that this girl or spirits, I don't know who, was laughing throughout the recording. So in many cases of glossolalia, their voices are very displeasing, actually. But in this recording, their voice is very endurable. So I relate the text in the same way. Psalm. The next piece is next poem. Title is it is based on very weird Japanese tradition, orasho. The word orasho originally came from Latin oratio. So in the Edo period and the beginning of Meiji period of Japan, from 17th century to 1873. So Christianity were prohibited strictly, but some peoples continued to practice Christianity in secret. In Nagasaki area, the south area of Japan, some villages of these hidden Christians handed down a Latin hymn for several generations. So they believed they are singing Chinese language, actually. And they didn't understand the meaning at all, of course. So they just transmitted the hymn. Actually, it was a Spanish local song, not Gregorian chant. So it was really modified through this oral transmission. So it became something like a Japanese folk song. Most of these hidden Christians got back to Catholic later, but still some families are continuing their original faith, and they called Catholic as the new church. So it is a very amazing story. So the most interesting part of orasho is in some particular villages, they are really afraid they make a voice sound. So because Japanese houses are not very walled, and if you make sound, you have a risk that the police find you. So they transmitted the original Latin words by only an oral mimicry without sound. So it means they just imitated the shape of mouth of their father. This idea, text which never written, is really fascinating for me. So this piece got the idea from that tradition. So I wrote a text only in my brain. So I don't record it anyway. So I will read the text now. Yes, so now I will perform my live electronics piece. But also I like to explain a little bit about this piece. So actually I like really some introduction always. So this piece is something in between literature and live electronics. And maybe I should something rather explain. Actually, it's some mistake. I'm sorry. Okay, yes. Ish. Okay. Moment. Because it's something mistake by computer, and I must restart this. Okay, it should work.
Yep.
So now I'm going to use this shot. It has now you see some sensors on this shot, and yes, and already you noticed. So it's my voice. I sent my voice to this computer, and also the data from these sensors. I sent them to this computer too. Okay. Yes. Then, so this sensors are kind of distance sensor. So now it's become kind of a three-dimensional space right here. And then, actually, so I got the basic idea from Stefan Mararme. So already, so his name was mentioned by Friedrich. So when. When I was also, he was something a big fan of ballet dance, and he was writing about dance. So, and what he regarded about dance, it is he thought that dance, ballet, gesture is something of a gesture to write letters, and it is a basic idea. So now I'm speaking something, and also my hand is moving like this. And actually, I don't care if you don't understand what I'm talking. So, yes, now I'm speaking, and there is a gesture, which is the first? It was a basic question of this piece. And I'm wondering, could you understand what I'm talking? Okay, so it's too much. It's not necessary to understand, actually. So this means that
basic concept is how I can write electronic sound by voice and gesture.
I'm gonna be like,
Dankeschön.